TFM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles. And KQJO FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
With our Heavenly Father, so we know who God is calling. And what we see here is that Jesus saw in this young man a promise as well as potential. How often have someone saw potential in your life? How often have someone saw the potential or saw a promise in your life that would impact you? There are so many of us have potential, but are you exploring the potential that you have? Yes. I can reflect back in the fourth grade when I was almost a fourth grade dropout that Miss Haggerty saw the potential. Her promise was, I'm not going to let you fail. Yeah, yeah. It didn't matter how Miss Haggerty, that fourth grade teacher, saw how I tried to wrestle and fight with her. It didn't matter how Miss Haggerty saw how I was upset, how I dropped out of school for about 2 weeks, and her reply to me was, Stanley, what were you doing? I said, I didn't do anything. But she saw the potential, because from that moment on, she said, I'm going to make you a group captain. I'm going to put you in the student council. And even at that, there was a change in me when I came to her and said, I want to write a report and I want to see it on the board. Would you let me do that? And she said, okay, do it. She saw something in me that I did not see in myself. My brothers and sisters, there's a potential out there that God sees in each and every one of us. Potential that we don't even see in ourselves. Potential that your neighbor don't see. Potential that mama and dad don't even see. But there's some potential out there that God is looking, an expectation for us to go forward and fulfill the potential that each and every one of us have. My brothers and sisters, we have potential. That's why I love the Lord, because He sees in us what no one else sees in us. I could have been like everybody else in the hood. All of the guys that I hung out with, my brother hung out with. And David, if you're watching, your dad was one of those leaders. And I was following that leadership. But he would not let me be like him. Yeah. Because he saw something in me that I did not see in myself. And when you know the Lord has something for you, He sees beyond our faults, Antioch. Every one of us have faults. He sees beyond our hang-ups. He sees beyond our flaws. He sees beyond the mask that's covering us even this morning. I can't see what you're saying or thinking, but the Lord can see beyond the mask that we wear, because every now and then we do have a mask trying to cover who we really are. But the Lord sees beyond the mask of who we are as an individual. He sees beyond our habits. Any habits? Any secret drinkers? Or is it Jack Daniels drinkers? He sees beyond our attitudes. In our attitudes, have you spoken to your neighbor with a friendly gesture of good morning, the Lord sees beyond our attitudes. The songwriter and singer Marvin Sapp said it best. He said he saw the best in you. When everyone else around us could only see the worst in me. If the Lord sees the best in you, when everyone else are looking for faults and looking for issues and looking for something to criticize you with, when everyone else is waiting for you to fall, when everyone else is hoping that you can't be as good as they say you are, the Lord says, I see the best in you. When all the world is looking for you to collapse, the Lord says, I see something good in you. There are times that we desire to qualify those we meet as to if they are worthy enough for us to witness to or to evangelize with. I wish Michael was here because Michael hit the street and Michael be right up there talking to folks that a lot of folks won't even stop and say, do you know the Lord? But Michael, Reverend Bell, will. And that's what I like about him.
I will too. I knew it.
Amen. We must allow the Holy Spirit to show up, to show us, and to show us their potential of what and of who they can become in Christ. You never know unless you say, I know a man who brought me out of some stuff, and I know a man who can deliver you out of whatever you're hung up with. That's what God has an expectation for us. Now I know why he said, love ye one another, stop fighting with one another, but embrace whatever flaws we may have. The Lord is simply saying, I saw the best in you. My brothers and sisters, the rich young ruler comes running up to Jesus, probably expecting a pat on the back. I've been in church. I've been there all my life. I know I've got something that I can offer. And yet, our rewards is not about the things that we are seeking here. Our rewards come when he comes. Our rewards will be given to us when the Lord appears in the sky.
Yes. Amen. Yeah.
Our reward is when the Lord returns.
Yes.
Look at the next text. Look at the next text. Again, it said, first, Jesus observed him, and secondly, Jesus loved him. First, Jesus observed him. He came running, and secondly, it says, Jesus loved him. He loved him. But in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they all say that he went away sorrowful at the end. It doesn't matter how we approach Jesus. Jesus loves us in spite of our shortcomings and our frailties. Anyhow, as believers, we simply need to come as we are. Because it is not how we enter into his presence, but it's how we leave his presence. How are we leaving the Lord today? When you hear a word that touches our heart, how are we leaving the presence of the Lord? When you hear a word that is expounded in such a way that it challenges our heart, our conduct, and our character, when you hear the word of the Lord, how can you enter into the presence of the Lord and then leave the same way? I came in mad and I'm leaving mad. Then change the way you come. My brothers and sisters, at first glance, you would think this rich young ruler had everything. But there was something missing in his life, Brother Mark. Could it be possibly that at some point in his life, he had heard Jesus teach on eternal life? but he didn't understand it.
Yeah.
My brothers and sisters, there's sometimes we expound on the word of God. We share in an expository way what God is saying. God's word can be written, and sometimes we look at a scripture, we dissect it, and we think it's saying one thing, but the Lord is saying, that ain't what I mean. There are times we take scripture out of context because we simply don't know what scripture is explaining to us.
Yes.
How many times have Jesus looked down and said, I don't mean it that way? And we look at it a certain way that it has absolutely no spiritual application.
Yeah.
My brothers and sisters, there was something missing in this rich young ruler's life because he did not understand the teaching that Jesus was making. Maybe the lack of understanding grew his curiosity, and because of this, he got excited because now, once again, we see him approaching Jesus and to know that the Lord was there, and so he began to run. I'm going to get this right now. So we see that he ran to Jesus. Anybody running to Jesus? I ran to Jesus, fell on my knees and said, Lord, what would you have me do? How many times have you run to Jesus and said, Lord, what would you have me do? I'm now a member of the church. What ministry would you have me to participate in? Now that I'm a member of the church, what will you embrace me to do? And where do you want me to go? He ran to Jesus with an expectation of something. My brothers and sisters, as he ran to Jesus, no matter where we are in our journey, there will come a time within our life where we must all run to Jesus. We must all run to Jesus. If you have not run to him yet, if you have not experienced him yet, in your life, keep on living. Maybe it'll be a health problem, or maybe it'll be financial, but if you have not been yet, just keep living. If Jesus is not a part of your life, something is missing. The rich young ruler had much, yet he lacked everything. His life was full, yet his life was empty. He had financial security, yet he was spiritually bankrupt. And Jesus recognized there was something missing in this rich young ruler's life. Is Jesus recognizing what's missing in our lives? Where is your hallelujah? Where is your shout of praise? Where is your amen? Where is your clap of the hand? Where is your praise? Jesus recognized that there was something missing in this rich young ruler's life because he took him to the laws of God. And Jesus said, thou knowest the commandment, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and thy mother. And the rich young ruler, yes, answered and said unto him, Master, all these I have observed from my youth. I know the law. The rich young ruler was responding to the law question. And he said, all these I've kept. When he did not understand, Brother Martin, was that Jesus came to fulfill the law. He came to fulfill the law. The law that he said he kept. What he didn't understand was that the law does not save you and I.